Good Friday morning, beloved. Oh, it is amazing how quickly this week has slipped away from us. But thank you for inviting me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. And in this concluding chapter, Paul asks for prayers and speaks of the obligation to work and lead an orderly life. He concludes the letter with a benediction for peace. And God's saving word for us, as has been all week long, is encouragement. And yes, his word certainly does bring encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Finally, our friends, pray for us that the Lord's message may continue to spread rapidly and be received with honor just as it was among you. Pray also that God will rescue us from wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes the message. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and keep you safe from the evil one. And the Lord gives us confidence in you, and we are sure that you are doing and will continue to do what we tell you. May the Lord lead you into a greater understanding of God's love and the endurance that is given by Christ. Our friends, we command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to keep away from all believers who are living a lazy life and who do not follow the instructions that we gave them. You yourselves know very well that you should do just what we did. We were not lazy when we were with you. We did not accept anyone's support without paying for it. Instead, we worked and toiled. We kept working day and night so as not to be an expense to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to demand our support. We did it to be an example for you to follow. While we were with you, we used to tell you that whoever refuses to work is not allowed to eat. We say this because we hear that there are some people among you who live lazy lives and who do nothing except meddle in other people's business. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command these people and warn them to lead orderly lives and to work to earn their own living. But you, friends, must not become tired of doing good. It may be that some there will not obey the message we send you in this letter. If so, take note of them and have nothing to do with them so that they will be ashamed. But do not treat them as enemies. Instead, warn them as believers. May the Lord himself, who is our source of peace, give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. With my own hand, I write this. Greetings from Paul. This is the way I sign every letter. This is how I write. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, where Paul writes, May the Lord lead you into a greater understanding of God's love and the endurance that is given by Christ. You know, it's interesting that Paul knew, probably by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that his work in Thessalonica should not be supported by the people there. There were other places and other times when others supported Paul and his work, but not always. And Thessalonica was one of them because he did not want to live a life that could be taken as an example of lazy living. He worked hard making tents and whatever he had to do so that his living expenses were not a burden on those new believers there in Thessalonica. And so it's important to understand we are not to become, gossip mongers. We're not the ones that lead these lazy lives that we can just go around from house to house and gossip and do things like that, because that brings reproach on the name of Jesus. We have had pastors that we've worked with in India that, sad to say, they succumbed to that very lifestyle, and their whole ministry became a mockery because they just felt it was necessary to spend their time gossiping and carrying on like that. So that's not the kind of lifestyle that God wants from his children. He wants us to live lives that the people in the world can look at and say, now that person is working hard to make a living, and they still love God. That's the kind of witness that God wants us to have in this world. Let's pray. Holy God, you are our source of peace. Continue to lead me day by day into a greater understanding of your love and the endurance that is given by Christ. When trials come my way, grant me patience and endurance, and renew my strength so that I do not tire of doing good. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, this brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you in church on Sunday. If not in the chapel, then perhaps on either Zoom or Facebook. And either way, we will be back on Monday morning, where we will be beginning to read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, where the Apostle Paul provides instructions for the church. So until we meet again, as my father-in-law used to say, here, there, or in the air, should Jesus come, I know that our lives are eternally destined to be together as we live and work for Jesus. God bless.